This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Hey everybody, Michael Austin here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who I have in the studio lounge, Renee Satty-White from the African American Credit Union Coalition. How are you, Renee? Good to see you again.
A little underwent with a head cold, but other than that, I'm doing great. All right. Mike, it's so good to see you. Thanks for having me today.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Are you kidding me? My gosh. Great. I mean, it's been like almost a year. So actually, GAC was the last time we spoke in person.
Where AACUC was the recipient of the Anchor Award, which I think is the Nobel Peace Prize of the credit union industry.
There you go. Yes. She said it. She said it. Yes. And normally we have a really good view out behind this window if you've seen some of our earlier interviews. But man, the sun was just blazing in here. So we had to close the curtain. Now we look like we're
in the studio.
On a Broadway play or something like that.
Love
the curtain's closed. So anyway, I digress. But so happy you're here, Renee. And you're going to be talking here. And so you want to give us a quick overview on what you're going to be facilitating a panel, right?
Moderating a panel, okay. Yes, a very brief panel on diversity and your talent acquisitions. What does that look like?
Oh, okay.
Diversity rising up within the credit union system. That's some three notable men, so I'm excited about that.
So what's what brings you back to the Underground Collision?
Because I know
it's a pretty
Mitchell,
gimme question.
Susan Mitchell is like, I fangirl over her. I remember the first time I ever saw anything about her, I was at a Herb Wagner dinner, and she was being awarded for the Lifetime Achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dumbfounded, like, I want to meet that lady. Mm-hmm, and when I got to meet her, she just embraced me, and she became a real catalyst for me.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be on the Council of the Worldwide Credit Union Council of Foundations. I wouldn't. Yeah. Now, Bill loves me, but it was Susan who brought it up. Said, well, why don't we? And so now I am a proud board member. We've started a Global Women's Network Society in Georgia.
Oh, right on.
And she started all of that.
Yeah, she
so
did.
So it's like...
The Sister Society.
Yeah, Susan started that. So it's the underground has such... And I was thinking about that on my way here last night, is that there's such a complement to what AACUC does. The underground makes you think. It makes... The thought leaders are provocative.
Mm-hmm.
And AACUC, we're not quiet. We have a little oomph to us. And so I think it's just a great compliment. And she's a phenomenal woman.
Yes, she is.
And so,
she is a mover and a shaker.
And she brings in people who are really passionate and who want to get things done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as you already know, I'm all about getting stuff done.
Yes, you are.
So,
yes, you are. That's what I love about you. And speaking of people that she brought, I mean, this is like the who's who of the industry right here, for sure. And you're right in there in the mix, for sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You are welcome. Yeah. So, I mean, it's so much great news coming out of your organization lately. You want to give us a quick update on what's the latest and greatest going on?
Michelle Neron, former chair of Beth Page Federal Credit Union, has started our credit union board ready training, which means you can have your board of directors learn how to be a credit union board of director from someone who is at Yale, a Yale professor.
Wow.
I can't stand myself. I can't make this stuff up. We have such great stuff. So that's starting next week.
Okay.
We have the credit union, we have the board ready for 501c3 nonprofit governance that we're doing. We have the Rosemary Brinkley program. I'm tired of people saying, well, we just can't find any diverse talent, Renee. And so what we decided to do was, that's okay. We decided to create the pipeline.
Okay.
So we're creating a pipeline.
All right,
And educating people in our membership who want to be C-level. We're educating them so that they can get to a place where they're comfortable with all the nuances and then go to a school like CEO School at Juna or CUES and get that information. But before you go there, it's kind of like the prep school before you go.
Ah,
so that you can be comfortable, right?
Okay. Yeah, right?
So that's exciting, truly exciting. And of course, while Larry Sewell was one of my best chairmen ever, I now have Maurice R. Smith as my chairman.
Oh my gosh, you went from great to great, you know, basically.
Yes. And so that,
well done on you.
He's only going to give me a year, but that's exciting. That's exciting.
Well, he's a busy guy.
He's a busy man. He's retiring. He's but he is such a thought leader and so just a well-rounded professional. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. what I'm excited about is that not only do I get to learn from Maurice, but our board, mm-hmm. The way that he governs and what he mm-hmm. thinks are the things he thinks are important. Mm-hmm. And so that is really huge in terms of where I think the trajectory of the organization is going to grow and
right,
go.
Right on. Mm-hmm. And Maurice is like, I don't know, the word eloquent comes to mind.
That's a good
and
word.
He's so measured about everything that he says. Everything seems so well thought out mm-hmm. when he talks, and you just like, you can't help but not listen and just soak it in.
Right.
So kudos to you for getting him to be the chair of your board. Well
and
done.
He didn't take it lightly. It took some. Well, Maurice, are you sure? You know, you're next up, and we'd really love to have you, and I'm retiring, but it's okay. I'll take you. And so, yeah, he finally said yes.
Yeah, and he's just an all-around good guy, too.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't get much better than him, for
yes.
sure. Anything else you want to chat about? I mean, we could chat here for another
we
half
really
hour.
Could,
easily.
But there's so easily. Many other people who want to be talked to, I'm just saying. So, but thank you, Mike. It's always
you're
good
welcome.
To see you.
Yeah,
and
you're welcome.
ACUC, yes. We have secured Stone Mountain for our annual conference, our 25th annual conference, July 16th to July 20th
okay.
at Stone Mountain.
All right.
We are taking over Stone Mountain Park
right on.
And making sure that our families are coming with us to our 25th anniversary
right
celebration.
And if you don't know what Stone Mountain is, that it's that big giant rock outside of Atlanta, right?
That has the four Confederate generals. That's
yes.
bigger than Mount Rushmore. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
No, it's history.
Okay.
It's history.
Agreed.
My thing is, if
Agreed.
You have a problem with it, just put up something else. Don't take that one down. Add to it. So
I like that.
Yes.
Well, great
Add
response. All right.
Yes.
Well, that said, Renee, Annie, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I always appreciate your visits, and congratulations on all the success at AACUC. Well deserved, and I think still the sky's the limit for your organization. So I can't wait to see what's next, what you have planned next, because you are, talk about movers and shakers. She's a mover and shaker as well. So well
thank
done.
Thank you. Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.